White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., 20502. April 12, 2007, George. Almost burned down the house when I left a piece of sunflower bread in the toaster to toast a little longer while I took a pee. Sunflower seeds ignite when they get too hot. Flames were shooting out of one slot of the toaster, just about to set the kitchen cabinet on fire. Its white paint already charred black, peeling, cracking, and smoking in the intense heat. And so it goes. Kurt Vonnegut's dead, and my pinky toe on my right foot, I'm not kidding around here, has disappeared. It's gone. And I felt its departure. It felt like a chunk of bread being pulled off the loaf, and now all I feel is its vacancy. That doesn't concern me. I can't stop thinking about my burning kitchen cabinets and how all I could see and think of in the moment of discovery was a burning face. All I could see was a burning face of a soldier, of a child, of an expectant mother. Thank God I didn't throw water on the flames. I just removed the fire from the face as fast as I could. I just removed the fire from the face as fast. I mean, I just removed the fire from the kitchen cabinet. All I could see was a face. A burning face. And I wondered how many faces this war has burned off. And if, with all due respect, Mr. President, if you can indeed call yourself Mr. President, I guess, for your reasons for war, if you ever thought of these realities before the realities of installing democracy around the world. Shouldn't we have it here first, Mr. Bush? Shouldn't we have it here first? Aren't we waiting still for it to happen here in the United States of America? Democracy? Isn't it clear to you yet that it hasn't happened here in the States, and maybe that's why the good war in Iraq and Afghanistan is such a sad, horrifying failure? Faces are on fire, George. Faces are on fire. And hell is no longer below. It's here on the surface of Earth and coming soon to a theater near you. No kidding. We love it. And it will be on the screen for years to come, if there are years to come. And so it goes. For the time being, the house stands. The toast is nothing but ash. And somewhere, Kurt Vonnegut's got my pinky toe. Run to the kitchen. The toast is on fire. Run to the kitchen, George. The toast is on fire. Run. 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 Sincerely concerned, M.S. Garvey.